So, Katie, we all went to your wedding. Beautiful wedding. Went to Mancus and Matt's wedding. Also a beautiful wedding. And, you know, you had the first dance with your husband, Ben.
Of course. Yes, we did.
And how would you feel if someone burst in your middle of your dance, you know, at least for a little bit, and started dancing with you?
It would really depend on who it was. I mean, you have the father-daughter dance, so I figured my dad probably wouldn't do that. But if it was somebody I didn't know, or like if it were somebody I didn't want to dance with, I'd be pretty upset.
Well, that happened to a couple in Florida. They were having their first dance at their wedding. And I've seen pictures. The venue looked like incredible. And some dude jumped in and people were like, who's this guy?
Who is that?
Like, is this your side of family? No, just total stranger. He's a wedding crasher. And he was drunk. Oh, and he's like, oh, I want to dance with you.
By trade? He's a wedding crasher? Yeah, by trade?
Yes, that's his. Okay. Yes. And the couple didn't care. They thought it was hilarious.
Oh.
They thought it was hilarious, but someone else had called the cops before they knew what was going on, and the guy got arrested.
Like, couldn't the people that didn't care, the main people of the event, say, "Ah, it's all right, we're not pressing charges"?
Yeah, I would hope that they would if they really didn't care.
Well, I think so, but when the police got there, they asked him what his social security number was, and he gave him his phone number.
Okay.
When did police ask for social security?
I don't know.
Maybe it was like one of the drunk tests.
Maybe,
you know?
Maybe he didn't have his ID.
Oh.
Yeah.
Who knows? But
it's three, I don't know.
800, I don't know. Here is, I believe it's a couple talking about the drunk first dance.
When we kind of looked, we're like, oh, there's a guy dancing next to us. I'm like, is that your friend? He said, I thought it was your friend.
We've seen all the movie and we never would have thought that could happen to us.
If we could like give him a high five for giving us an unforgettable wedding, we would. I hope he enjoyed himself for the time he was in there.
That's not a bridezilla.
No.
And I
love
her.
You're right.
She's very likable.
Yeah. And she's right. They will always remember that. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's nice, you know.
But they have a story to tell.
They have a story that they'll always remember. So anyway, when this guy broke in, he's a wedding crasher, to the first dance, you know, people are like, oh, no, you know, hey, kind of, they shoot him off. There's a picture of it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a picture of the dude. And it's funny, the dude that broke in, the wedding crasher, looks almost exactly like the groom. It's weird.
Oh.
Looks both bald and all this stuff. I'll show you a picture. But they show the couple's reaction. We'll put it on our Facebook page. Of when he was running into on the dance floor, they're like, who the hell are you?
So with this venue, was it inside of a hotel?
Yeah.
It was okay.
Yeah.
So he could have just been walking by.
Right.
No, oh, I see.
Yeah, it's a Grand Plaza hotel. Mm-hmm. It looks really nice. And then when security showed up, he ran. They chased him up to the roof. They tackled him and held him till cops got there. To me, overkill.
That seems excessive.
You did read my mind, man. Because, man, we do have our official attorney, Lisa Lanier, on. Is this too much? I mean, why the arrest? If he's in a hotel and he had been drinking, you know, big deal.
Well, it actually, you know, a lot of people, like this couple, like you said, the bride that was played on recording, she sounds like she handled this very much in stride and very good natured about it. But a lot of people are not. And sometimes these folks who crash, you know, a lot of times they're very intoxicated, these wedding crashers, and they actually can, you know, create a bad scenario, quite a bad scene. And so oftentimes, though, police don't take it quite this seriously a lot of times because they kind of expect the venue's security to handle it and just get, you know, usher the people out of there and control it, you know. And so it really, if it goes to a pretty extreme level, then police will get involved. And the wedding crashers can be charged with a number of crimes, trespassing, sometimes petty theft charges and disorderly conduct. Like in this case, this guy was so intoxicated. He was charged with disorderly conduct, but a lot of times, like at a private venue, the person is trespassing and just, you know, can be arrested for that. But usually for there to be charges, it has to really escalate where people are getting hurt or there's theft. And sometimes these wedding crashers will see the wedding presents on the table and make off with the wedding presents.
Terrible.
Well, yeah. Katie and her mom.
Oh, I knew you were going to bring this up. One time. One time.
I think y'all did it a bunch.
Well, what I remember was just one time.
I don't care that you did it. I think it's funny.
We were in a hotel, Lisa, I don't know that you know this story, but we were young. I'm the oldest of three girls, and my mom, I think my dad was traveling or he was on business, and so we went to the hotel with him. My mom was walking us around one night, probably trying to kill time before bedtime.
Look, I get it.
And there was a wedding going on, and my mom was like, oh, look, Dr. Pepper's. Or whatever, Cokes or Pepsi's or whatever, in this basket of ice, and we went in and we helped ourselves to one, and then we left.
Were you dressed up for a wedding?
I don't remember.
At an early age.
Yeah. I don't remember what we were wearing, but I do remember people were dancing, and it was kind of dark in there, you know, so it must have been the reception, and they were just there on display.
So Katie learned at a young age, stealing's okay, you know, because then she did it later in life.
Didn't. What I learned is that my mom probably was pulling her hair out with three young kids stuck in a hotel room.
Agreed.
And would have done, she probably would have risked going to jail to be able to get out of the hotel room.
Yes, you know me as an adult. If I walked by and I saw some sodas that I could have maybe for free, I'm going to go in there and grab
one.
Jared, you're Mormon.
Soda, it's okay. All right, so maybe a little overreaction on this part, but sometimes these wedding crashers can be a little bit dangerous if they're out of control.
Yeah.
All right.
This guy sounded pretty harmless.
Yeah, they thought it was funny. As always, official attorney of Jared and Katie in the Morning. If you've ever injured on the job, contact her right away. Go to hireaheavyweight.com.
You guys are familiar with the actor Ashton Kutcher.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Are you familiar that he has been on the witness stand for murder?
No.
Oh, yeah. Hollywood News with Ashton Kutcher's own words coming up next.